Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, lads, we need to get a tip for the racing this weekend as it hots up as we go into the spring.
Let's go to race six at Randwick on Saturday. I'm sure the forecast is for a big downpour of rain Thursday, Friday, and still some more on Saturday. And if that doesn't give race six number one Fireburn in the Flight Stakes an absolute leg up, she just eats it wet. Her closing sectionals when running fifth last week in the Golden Rose was just absolutely outstanding. I can't believe we can get $3. I think she starts in the red on Saturday. So I'll have my 100 straight out. Easy staking plan for you to follow, Jimmy. 100 on the $3 Fireburn. And I will mention for a few of the followers out there that there might be a horse in race three, number one, at Eagle Farm on Saturday that I might be out there cheering on as well.
What's the name of that horse?
That horse happens to be Plundering, Jimmy, but please don't have any money on it.
Oh, too late. Anyway, Tristan, have you got any other horses in your stable that you don't know might be running on Saturday?
Not that I'm aware of just now, but that doesn't write them off from actually lining up on Saturday. But no, I believe we're in the clear on Saturday. It just looks an absolutely fantastic day of racing. And I agree. I've been quite bullish on Fireburn over its first couple of runs this prep as well at much bigger odds than what it is now and obviously prime for this race. That go for Zugotcha that's in the same race as Fireburn, that was one of the biggest goes I've seen for a long time. So obviously now stepping up significantly in class and taking on some absolute superstars. So whether that's just had an impact on how the market has priced up Zugotcha, and as Jared suggests, there'll be a big push for Fireburn as we get closer to the race day when the big boys step in. But yeah, I haven't got a selection at the moment, but I'm very keen for the races on the weekend.
I have. I don't know. Oh, don't be like that, Jared. I can see you rolling your eyes on this one.
Guess Jimmy, as long as you stay away from Eagle Farm, I'll be fine.
Nah, all right. Here's the deal, right? This will reach some sort of compromise for the first time this year. I will go with Randwick, race six, number one, Fireburn. My staking strategy, $100 on the nose, right? And I'll stay away from Plundering. Are we okay with that?
So we're both on Fireburn.
Fireburn.
All in Fireburn, wow.
All in Fireburn. The other one I did have a look at too, and Tristan, every time you come on the radio, I'm trying to think of who it is. He just keeps asking me, ask Tristan about top rank. So 420 in the Epson, in from $6 too, out of the Annabelle Neesham stable as well, Jared. I'm sticking with Fireburn, but just have a look at top rank.
Jimmy, the way it dropped on them in the last 150 to win that start, last start, was just very impressive. The question might be on a wet track. It has won twice on soft ground. But gee, it looks an impressive horse, doesn't it?